Exit poll shows drop in Donald Trump's share of blue-collar vote. By Neil Monroe on November 5, 2020. President Donald Trump won 64% of white people who did not graduate from college in the 2020 election, which is down from his 70% share of those voters in 2016. Joe Biden won that missing share, allowing him to get 35% of non-college whites in 2020. That is up 6 points from Hillary Clinton's share of 29% in 2016, according to the exit polls run by the Media Coalition in both years. Trump partially offset that lost share by boosting his 2020 turnout compared to 2016, but so did the Democrats. The two party supporters cast at least 151 million votes, up at least 12 million votes from 139 million in 2016. Amid the extra votes, the vote share of white/non-college voters remained at 34%, just as in 2016. But Trump's white/non-college voters were 22% of all 2020 voters, down from 24% of all 2016 voters. Those numbers suggest that Biden's increased share was worth 3 million extra white/non-college vote. The vote share of white/college grad voters crashed sharply, from 37% in 2016 to 31% in 2020. That 6-point crash cost Trump roughly 4.5 million votes. The gap was filled by the non-white share of the electorate. The non-white share grew from 29% into 35% in 2020, including blacks, Asians, Latinos, and other. Almost all of the extra non-white voters were non-college voters. The non-white/non-graduate share of voters jumped from 16% in 2016 up to 22%. The non-white/graduate share of voters remained flat at 13%. Trump did improve his score among non-whites, but only enough to grab perhaps 2 of the extra 6 points. That translates into roughly 3 million extra votes for Biden. The voting data is likely to be upgraded and sharpened, because current data is based on flawed exit polls. The exit polls did not include voters who mailed in their votes, and some walk-in respondents declined to speak to the exit pollsters. But those flaws may not impact the estimated share of various voters and demographics. Overall, the polls show the Latino share of the electorate grew to 14% in 2020, up from 11% in 2016. Latino women alone comprised 8% of the electorate. They voted for Biden by a lopsided margin of 70% to 28% amid a media barrage of articles about kids in cages at the border. This Latino turnout helped Democrats in critical states. For example, the pro-Biden bloc of non-white voters who are defined as some college or less jumped by 2 percentage points, up to 14% in Pennsylvania, by 4 points, up to 18% in Arizona, by 8 points, up to 30% in Nevada, and up by 6 points, up to 26% in Georgia. One well-funded group that helped register Latino voters, Voto Latino, declared its success on November 3. In early voting, Latinx turnout is at its highest level ever, with 6,810,948 votes cast, compared to 3,710,270 cast at this point in 2016. In Pennsylvania, Latinx early voting is up 840% compared to 2016. Latinx early voting is also up 148% in North Carolina, 133% in Florida, 124% in Arizona, 147% in Texas, and 147% in Nevada. Trump could not, or did not, offset this non-white/non-college surge with a successful pitch to white or non-white college grad voters. In October, some of Trump's deputies touted Trump's last-minute reforms of the H-1B outsourcing visa, but that pitch never made it into Trump's speeches amid bitter resistance by business groups. White college graduates shrank to a much smaller share of the 2020 electorate, dropping from 37% in 2016 to 31% in 2020, roughly matching the gain by non-whites. The smaller college grad share also shifted towards Biden, giving Trump just 49% of the white college grad vote. That is down a few points compared to his 2016 score of 48% plus most of the 7% who declared other/no answer. Trump did raise his share of the non-white vote from 21% in 2016 to 26% in 2020. but the bigger non-white turnout swamped Trump's 5-point gain and so delivered even more votes to Biden in critical swing states, including Nevada and Arizona. Among non-white voters, there was minimal difference in 2020 voting patterns between college graduates and non-college graduates. The rising share of Latino voters, and Trump's partial but incomplete success in winning their votes, is pushing GOP reformers to consider a 2024 GOP candidate who can offer a more populist pitch to whites and non-whites. Part of it is incorrect assumptions about how minority voters will perform based on previous elections. Democrats can no longer take Black and Latino voters for granted, former Representative Carlos Curbelo, Republican Florida, told TheHill.com. Trump lost a share of the white/non-college voters, but he successfully increased their turnout and share. But he also lost his share of the declining white/college voter category, which shrank by almost 1/6 if the exit polls are correct. Trump's white/college share won him roughly 15% of the electorate in 2020, down from roughly 18% in 2016. Those missing 3 points, roughly 4.5 million people, were a greater loss than the missing 2 points, 3 million, from white/non-college voters. In 2016, Trump won 48% of the white/college group, plus most of the 7% who said other/no answer. In 2020, he won just 49% of the group, amid the last-minute H-1B reform. Trump won just 47% of this group in Pennsylvania, 56% in Georgia, 46% in Michigan, and 50% in North Carolina. Still, those scores are a big jump from the polls taken before Trump October 28 H-1B reforms. For example, Monmouth University's early October poll showed Trump getting 38% among white college graduates in Pennsylvania, while Biden had 57%. That is down slightly from a September 2 poll that showed Trump was getting 40% but is above Monmouth's July poll that showed Trump getting only 34% of white college voters. On October 13, Monmouth showed Trump was getting 48% of white college graduates in North Carolina, up from 42% on September 3. The exit poll data comes from an exit survey funded by multiple media outlets. According to CNN, the exit polls are a combination of in-person interviews with Election Day voters and telephone polls measuring the views of absentee by mail and early voters, and were conducted by Edison Research on behalf of the National Election Pool. In-person interviews on Election Day were conducted at a random sample of 115 polling locations nationwide among 7,774 Election Day voters. The results also include 4,919 interviews with early and absentee voters conducted by phone. Results for the full sample have a margin of error of plus or minus 2 percentage points. It is larger for subgroups.